This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, Rob, I want to give this. I talked about something that I'm passionate about, getting a chance to go to the Kentucky Derby. I want to give you a chance to talk about something that you are also passionate about. I don't want you to think that this show is just my ideas and my thoughts. Rob, we're a team. I know you don't see it that we're a team, but me and you are in this. We're in this together. Rob came into work today and had a little extra bop in his step. He's like, hey, man, how was the Derby? Oh, man, it was good. I'll tell you more about it on the air. He's like, okay, cool. I had a good weekend, too. I'm like, everything cool? Everything good? Yeah. Marvel's back. I was like, where do they go? So you know what I mean. Rob is so excited about this Thunderbolts movie. Rob, I want to give you the chance to talk about the number one movie in America and why you're so excited. Because I will admit, Marvel, y'all hit a rough patch there for a while. You put out a couple of duds. You put out a couple of stinkers. You're telling me they're back.
Full back. Marvel's back, man. You know what they did? They got back to their roots. They got back to what makes them great.
Didn't they just have Captain America 2 months ago who doesn't like America?
That was okay.
I wasn't sure. That's why I was asking if that was part of being back.
We were part of, there was still a deep freeze in America. I mean, there was a Chiefs Super Bowl hangover. People don't remember that movie, and they shouldn't. It's gone. It disappeared into the ether. Thunderbolts, though, incredible. Marvel is about to go on a run here. They're about to go on one of those Allen Fieldhouse runs where you feel it coming.
Okay.
You feel like it's about to avalanche on the opponent. Thunderbolts is a hit. Go see Thunderbolts. Cannot recommend Thunderbolts highly enough.
Who are the Thunderbolts? I've never heard of these people before. Is this like the new Guardians of the Galaxy?
It's conceptual. It's basically cast-offs from Phase 1 and Phase 2 band together to create a new team. You got Widow's sister. You got Bucky. You got the Winter Soldier. You got Ghost. She was in Ant-Man. They basically took cast-offs from old movies and made a super team.
Here we go. All right.
But you know what? It's star-studded.
They got a bunch of 4A players.
Yeah, and they created a super team with the 4A players. That's a hit. Can't recommend highly enough. 10 of 10 would recommend. Then, later this summer, watch out. Fantastic Four is going to be a massive hit. Fantastic Four is going to hit like you.
I've heard of them before.
You might go see Fantastic Four.
Sure.
It's so big. So you got Thunderbolts, which are great, leading into Fantastic Four, leading into an Avengers movie. We got Avengers Doomsday, and then we got another Spider-Man coming.
Hold on.
This is the Allen Fieldhouse run that Marvel is taking us on.
I got to call a timeout because I need you to explain this to me. Wasn't the last Avengers movie called Endgame?
Correct.
So that means when it's called Endgame,
still more to happen. Game's not over.
Okay. Didn't all the characters die?
First off,
isn't that why it was called Endgame?
You haven't seen Endgame. Not everyone dies.
I don't know anything. I'm simply asking. The movie is called Endgame. I would then think that they're done, but they weren't done. They have more to avenge.
More to avenge.
Who's avenging it this time? Iron Man can't be avenging it.
No, he died. There's a new wave of Avengers. We got the people from the Thunderbolts. We got new Captain America. Thor's coming back. Loki's coming back. We're getting the band back together, baby.
Okay.
And then another Spider-Man. Can't make enough of those. Just keep making them. They're hit after hit after hit. Then after that, we're looking at late 27. You got another Avengers movie coming, Secret Wars.
You know what this sounds like?
Marvel Avalanche.
Do you remember when they made American Pie? And then when they tried to bring it back, like straight to DVD releases? Remember that? They had like American Pie Bandcamp. That's what it just sounds like you're describing Avengers to me. This is the straight to DVD release Avengers. The other Avengers had like Hulk and Spider-Man and, you know, all of these characters. And so now you're telling me we're starting the Avengers all over again. We got new characters now in the Avengers. Okay. All right.
I mean, Thunderbolts debuted at a casual $76 million. Yeah,
it's Marvel.
They weren't doing $76 million for Captain America and Ant-Man Quantumania. They weren't doing it then, but doing it now because they're back to their roots.
Good point. All right. Well, you know what? I wanted to give you time to talk about something that you're passionate about. We're both happy. I'm happy and you're happy. We both had a great weekend doing something that we really enjoy. I'm happy for you. I hope you're happy for me because I'm happy that you believe that Marvel is back.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.